Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We are celebrating the 2018 Year of the Bird. Hello, this is BJ Hitchcock. This month, we will focus on bird feeding and bird feeders. Our bird of the month is the common redpoll. Complete information about our bird of the month is on our website, kachemakbaybirders.org. Do you enjoy watching birds? You may want to put up some feeders at your house. This will draw the birds in for closer and longer viewing. And it will also help them to make it through the long winter months. Many different types of food are available for birds. One of the most popular is black oil sunflower seed. This small seed is nutritious, high in energy, and has a thin shell, making it the preferred food for chickadees, nuthatches, and many other birds. There are many bird seed blends available that contain black oil sunflower seed, but unfortunately some of the contents are filler seeds, such as milo and safflower, that most birds won't eat. Another popular type of bird food is suet. This can be bought pre-made, or you can make your own. Suet is high in fat. Woodpeckers, jays, and nuthatches especially love suet that contains peanuts. They also enjoy peanuts in the shell and peanut butter spread on a tree or on a special suet feeder. If you want to attract common redpolls and pine siskins, you may want to invest in niger or thistle. This tiny seed requires a special tube feeder with small openings to prevent spillage. Or you can buy thistle that is pre-filled in white mesh netting. Did you know we have robins year-round in Homer? They eat more than worms. You might want to put out some berries, sliced grapes, or oranges. Another option is to soak dried raisins or currants in water, then just drain and put these out on the ground on a small plate or platform feeder. There are even ways to feed the birds that don't require purchasing any special food for them. Birds need grit to help them grind up their food. Examples of grit are sand or ground up eggshells or oyster shells. Eggshells need to be boiled first for 10 minutes or zap them in the microwave for a few seconds, then crush them into tiny pieces. You can also save your pumpkin, squash, or melon seeds. Let them dry out on trays prior to putting them out for the birds. Smaller birds, such as the common redpolls, will have a difficult time breaking open some vegetable seeds. So to solve this problem, just run the seeds through a food processor prior to putting them out. Leftover scrambled eggs? Put the excess out for the birds. Have some stale bread or crust you don't want? Put those out too. But beware, you may attract more than birds. Here in Alaska, where we have bears, it is recommended to only feed birds in the winter months. If you're just getting started feeding birds, be patient. Sometimes it takes a few days or even weeks before birds discover a new feeding location. Feeders come in many different styles. There are platform feeders that can be placed right on the ground, tube feeders that hang. These can be used for sunflower seed or if they have small feeding ports for thistle. Suet cages that can be hung on a tree, pole, or eave. Hopper feeders that can be put on a pole or tree or use a pulley system. And seeds can be broadcast on the ground as well. One of my favorite feeders has suction cups that can be attached right to your windows. This type of feeder lets you get nose to beak with the birds. Whatever type of feeders you choose, be patient and be sure to clean them regularly. And enjoy the birds coming to partake in your buffet.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities for our 2018 Year of the Bird. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, kachemakbaybirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.